Ecopetrol pivots to regional empire building with Brazil acquisition as Latin oil giants turn offensive. Colombia's Ecopetrol is moving to acquire majority control of Brazil's Brava Energia, the latest sign that Latin American national oil companies are pivoting from defensive nationalism to regional empire building at a moment when European energy giants continue their own cross-border shopping spree. The deal, which would give Ecopetrol 51% of the Brazilian producer, follows months of negotiation with Brava's main shareholders and represents a fundamental shift in how state-controlled energy players view geographic boundaries. The transaction comes as Germany's RWE nears a £600 million acquisition of UK retail energy supplier OVO, underscoring a broader pattern. Energy consolidation is accelerating globally, but the mechanics differ sharply by region. In Europe, established utilities are buying retail distribution to secure customer bases as the energy transition reshapes revenue models. In Latin America, resource-rich state champions are using cross-border mergers and acquisitions to secure reserves, processing capacity, and access to capital markets beyond their home jurisdictions. Deal terms for the Ecopetrol Brava transaction were not disclosed, but the strategic logic is transparent. Ecopetrol, Colombia's largest oil producer, gains a foothold in Brazil's more liquid capital markets, a larger reserve base, and operational diversification beyond Colombia's increasingly complex regulatory and security environment. For Brava shareholders, a state-backed buyer offers balance sheet stability and political cover in a sector where regulatory risk is perpetual. The state-owned playbook, from defensive to offensive, Latin American national oil companies have spent the past decade in defensive mode, managing legacy debt, commodity price volatility, and populist political pressures. Ecopetrol's move to control a Brazilian asset signals a strategic reset. The company is not retreating behind national borders but instead leveraging its scale and state backing to build a regional platform. This mirrors patterns seen in other sectors. Brazilian state-controlled firms have long pursued regional expansion, from Petrobras in refining to Vale in mining. What is notable now is the reciprocal flow, Colombia acquiring in Brazil, not just Brazil acquiring elsewhere. It suggests a maturing regional capital market where cross-border deals between state-controlled entities are no longer politically radioactive. The timing is deliberate. Brazil's regulatory environment has stabilized relative to the chaos of the Lava Jato years. Colombia's domestic oil sector faces guerrilla attacks, infrastructure bottlenecks, and rising fiscal demands from a left-leaning government. Geographic diversification is not just a growth strategy but a risk mitigation imperative. Europe's retail gambit versus Latin America's resource play. RWE's pursuit of OVO, a UK retail supplier, represents a fundamentally different bet than Ecopetrol's move into Brazil. European utilities are buying customer relationships and distribution networks as upstream fossil fuel assets lose value and renewable generation becomes commoditized. The £600 million OVO price tag reflects the premium on sticky retail customers in a liberalized market where brand loyalty and billing infrastructure matter more than reserves in the ground. In Latin America, the equation is inverted. Reserves and production capacity remain the prize. Retail energy markets are less mature, and state-controlled pricing limits the value of customer acquisition. Ecopetrol is not buying Brava for its brand equity but for barrels of oil equivalent, processing throughput, and exposure to Brazil's offshore potential. The divergence reveals structural differences in energy market evolution. Europe is post-peak oil demand, financializing energy through carbon markets and regulatory frameworks. Latin America is still in the resource extraction phase, where physical assets and reserves dictate enterprise value. Cross-border mergers and acquisition strategies reflect those realities. Regulatory convergence, the overshadow Brazil's launch of a socio-environmental platform in April 2026, designed to track commodity supply chains ahead of the European Union's Regulation on Deforestation-Free Products, EUDR, introduces a new variable into Latin America energy and commodity deals. The UGER, which takes effect for large operators on December 30, 2026, requires proof that products entering EU markets do not originate from recently deforested land. While the platform focuses on soy, coffee, cocoa, palm, rubber, and cattle, the underlying regulatory logic applies equally to energy infrastructure. Oil and gas projects in the Amazon basin or frontier regions face heightened scrutiny over land use, indigenous rights, and environmental impact. Ecopetrol's acquisition of Brava will subject the combined entity to increased due diligence from European banks, insurers, and equity investors who are integrating UGER compliance into credit decisions. This is the hidden cost of cross-border consolidation in Latin America energy. You inherit not just reserves and cash flow but regulatory exposure to European sustainability frameworks. For Ecopetrol, that means Brava's Brazilian assets must now meet Colombian, Brazilian, and indirectly European environmental standards if the company seeks to refinance or access European capital markets. The socio-environmental platform, developed by Instituto Sociedade, Populazao e Natureza, ISPN, aggregates data from 15 national and international organizations covering conflicts from 2002 onward. It allows users to identify forced labor, rural violence, land disputes, and so-called green land grabbing, where conserved areas are falsely declared as legal reserves. For institutional investors conducting ESG due diligence, this platform is now a first-stop resource. Any energy asset in Brazil's commodity-producing regions must be cross-referenced against this database. Political risk. The Milei effect. Argentina's political volatility continues to cast a shadow over regional energy deals. On April 27, 2026, Argentine Economy Minister Luis Caputo accepted the resignation of Infrastructure Coordination Secretary Carlos Frugoni after media revealed Frugoni failed to declare 7 apartments in Florida, acquired through Delaware-registered LLCs. The properties, valued between $150,000 and $216,000 each, were purchased via companies Genova LLC and Waki LLC but omitted from sworn declarations filed with Argentine tax authorities. The scandal is one of several asset disclosure cases roiling the Milei administration, including separate investigations into Cabinet Chief Manuel Adorni and tax agency head Andrés Vázquez. For foreign energy investors, the instability is a reminder that regulatory risk in Latin America is not just about commodity prices or reserve depletion but about the predictability of the bureaucratic machinery that approves permits, collects taxes, and enforces contracts. Ecopetrol's move into Brazil is, in part, a bet that Brazilian institutions are more stable than Argentina's or even Colombia's. Brazil's Supreme Court, Congress, and regulatory agencies have proven resilient despite political tumult. For a state-owned company seeking to de-risk its portfolio, Brazil offers institutional depth that smaller Latin America jurisdictions cannot match. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde and number 9,650, Ecopetrol is acquiring 51% majority control of Brazil and hashtag X27, S Brava Energia, marking a strategic shift for Latin American national oil companies from defensive positioning to regional empire building. Germany and hashtag X27. SRWE is nearing a £600 million acquisition of UK retail energy supplier OVO, reflecting Europe and hashtag X27's focus on customer relationships and distribution networks as fossil fuel assets lose value. Ecopetrol and hashtag X27's acquisition of Brava is driven by risk mitigation from Colombia and hashtag X27's domestic challenges including guerrilla attacks and infrastructure bottlenecks, plus access to Brazil and hashtag X27's more liquid capital markets and offshore reserves. Key risk, cross-border energy mergers and acquisitions in Latin America inherits not just physical assets but layered regulatory exposure, home country politics, host country regulation, and European sustainability frameworks via capital market access. The Plaquemium View Ecopetrol's acquisition of Brava is the opening salvo in a new phase of Latin America energy consolidation, one where state-owned champions use cross-border mergers and acquisitions not for political prestige but for operational and financial resilience. The deal is less about nationalism and more about balance sheet engineering, diversifying revenue streams, accessing deeper capital markets, and hedging domestic political risk. This is not a pivot away from state control but a refinement of it. The next wave of Latin America energy deals will be state-to-state, not state-to-private. Brazil's privatization era is over, Colombia never fully embraced it. What emerges is a regional oligopoly of state-backed producers who compete and cooperate across borders, co-investing in infrastructure, sharing refining capacity, and jointly accessing international debt markets. The European parallel, RWE's OVO acquisition, highlights the bifurcation in global energy strategy. European utilities are retreating from upstream risk and buying downstream stability. Latin America state champions are doubling down on upstream reserves while cautiously building regional scale. Neither strategy is inherently superior, but they reflect divergent views on where value will accrue over the next decade. For institutional investors, the implication is clear: Latin America energy exposure now requires fluency in both commodity fundamentals and sovereign risk. The days of buying a pure-play Brazilian oil stock are over. Every major producer in the region will be a multi-country operator within 5 years, with Brazil as the anchor but Colombia, Peru, and potentially Argentina as satellites. Portfolio construction must account for that complexity. The UDRA adds another layer. Energy assets in Latin America will be priced not just on reserves and production costs but on their ability to pass European sustainability audits. The socio-environmental platform is the canary in the coal mine, What starts as a voluntary transparency tool becomes a de facto gatekeeper for capital access. Ecopetrol's acquisition of Brava just made the combined entity subject to that gatekeeper. The bottom line: Latin American energy consolidation is entering a new phase where state-owned producers pursue regional scale, not national autarky. Ecopetrol's move to control Brava signals that Colombia is willing to deploy capital across borders to secure reserves, diversify risk, and access Brazil's deeper financial markets. The deal is a bet on institutional stability, not just oil prices. European utilities, by contrast, are buying retail distribution and exiting upstream risk, as RWE's AVO acquisition demonstrates. The strategies are mirror images: Europe financializes energy, Latin America doubles down on physical assets. Both are rational responses to different market structures, but they create divergent risk-return profiles for institutional capital. The wild card is regulatory convergence. The UDRA forces Latin America producers to adopt European sustainability standards if they want access to European capital. Brazil's new socio-environmental platform makes the compliance auditable and transparent. Energy mergers and acquisitions in the region now carries hidden ESG liabilities that will only surface when debt is refinanced or equity is raised in international markets. Watch for secondary deals. If Ecopetrol succeeds in integrating Brava, expect Petrobras to pursue Colombian or Peruvian assets, and smaller players like Ecuador's Petroecuador to seek Brazilian partners. The regional energy map is being redrawn, and the winners will be those who move first and move with state backing.